Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. The war is on, my friends. It's moving from cold status to hot. And it's treason, friends. You know, it's the traitors against the patriots. And I'm not talking about football here. 2 million more viewed Biden's town hall than viewed Trump's town hall with NBC. Really? The guy can't even get 200 people at a rally. Well, Trump commands thousands, even tens of thousands, but you're telling me 2 million more people watched Biden's town hall than viewed Trump's. Well, well, well. Biden is afraid that having observers at polls will interfere with the Dems' plan to steal the election, apparently. Now we know for sure what we already knew for certain. Hillary cooked up the Russian collusion scam to undermine then-candidate Trump, and then teamed with Obama and company to use it to perpetrate a coup against the Trump presidency. And Biden was up to his neck in all of it. And we learned that Biden is a masterful multitasker, you see. While advising the coup team how to take down Flynn and get to Trump, he was raking in millions from China and the Ukraine through his sons, who peddled access to the vice president of the United States. Wait for it. Who backs off the lockdown? I mean, World Health Organization. Latest proof that masks don't work. You know, of all the people who got sick with COVID, do you understand that 70.6% always wore a mask? What? And did you know that 70% of Americans want freedom to decide for themselves about the issue of masks and social distancing and family gatherings? 27% want more lockdown time. Well, isn't that interesting? Someone suggested that this particular poll could have revealed a sleeping issue. And then thinking about polling data, Dems always lead in early voting, you know. But in this election, Republicans are returning early voting ballots on a par with Democrats. That's new. Young voters don't seem to be very motivated at all by the Biden-Harris ticket. The radical youth, of course, totally engaged. The conservative motivated youth, they're fully engaged, and much larger, by the way, than you realize. But your average young person, that's turned off by all the violence. And at the end of the day, you know what? They really would like to get a job, too. And they know where that comes from. In fact, let's take a look at Trump's accomplishments, if we have time today. All Guthrie wanted to talk about was wearing masks and whether Trump would denounce white supremacy. But let me give you the list of things that would have been really something worth talking about. Okay, my friends. It is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
None dare call it treason. Well, except moi. That's what it is, folks. You've got the MSM, Silicon Valley Democrat Party, Industrial Military Complex, Soros, Rothschild, Nexus, all aligned together against Donald Trump and his supporters. Don't forget that. Quickly. Understand that all the movers and shakers involved in this effort to conduct what amounts to a counter-revolution, they are interconnected. And by counter-revolution, I mean the effort to undo the revolution of 1776, to destroy American independence, to absorb America into the One World Order, a.k.a. the New World Order, to fulfill the dream of Nimrod and prepare the world for the arrival of the beast. Wow. Yeah, but really, it's true. You have heard of the Rothschild family? Mega world bankers with wealth that is literally inestimable. They have manipulated countries and wars for well over 170 years. Rothschild funded Soros in the early years. And according to a Washington Times piece a while back, quote, the various programs promoted and established by George Soros are ultimately funded by the global wealth of the Rothschilds. At least that's one person's take on this interesting article, and it sure sounded that way to me as well. So, you know, there's that. The Rothschilds were not friends of the American Revolution, did you know? They funded the creation of communism in Russia. I mean, this goes on and on. The Rothschild, by the way, were commissioned by the royal family in Britain in 1776, that time period, to put down the American Revolution. Point? Well, further, there's no love for the American Revolution in the Rothschild or in Soros. This explains why there's no love for the American Revolution on the left in America, generally speaking, today. Now, Soros, essentially, is the left's bank. Look at all these connections between Soros and the American left. The Soros-funded Journalism Advisory Board boasts the following members: Jill Abramson, New York Times executive editor, now a columnist for The Guardian; Kerry Smith, ABC News senior vice president for editorial quality; Cynthia Tucker, Atlanta Journal editor of the editorial page, and now a syndicated columnist and commentator. Other members of the media that have been or are now serving on boards or advisory boards of Soros groups: Aman Poor, you know about her, ABC Sunday Morning Political Affairs Program; Matt Thompson, editorial manager at National Public Radio, NPR; Ben Sherwood, ABC News president; Kathleen Hall Jamison, dean of the Annenberg School for Communication in Pennsylvania. That's a whacked lib operation. Michelle Norris hosts NPR's news magazine, All Things Considered. Phil Bornstein, editor-at-large for the Hearst newspapers. David Boardman, The Seattle Times. Lynn Downey was executive editor for Washington Post, and now he is VP. George Osterkamp, CBS news producer. And really, it goes on and on, much deeper than that. We know Soros hates America and is dedicated to its transformation into a socialist country that he can control. We know that Biden is George Soros' man. A vote for Biden gives Soros control of the White House. Soros also puts his money into other winning projects. You know, before Trump became the pain in the side of the left, Soros put $160 million into one of his buildings. However, more recently, Trump has seen that Soros is behind the vicious attacks on him and on America. And in my notes, by the way, I have some footnotes that lay out, you know, support for that. Soros is a champion of the proposition that no crisis should be allowed to go to waste. He called the refugee crisis in Europe the new normal. Where have you heard that one lately? Soros funds BLM. Oh, yeah. From the Washington Times analysis of Soros tax returns, Soros Organization contributed $33 million to the Black Lives Matter groups in 1 year alone. No wonder Biden can't condemn them. And this from the Gateway Pundit, quote, Soros groups were reportedly behind the airport protests after President Trump's election. A week before that, Soros was reportedly behind 50 groups involved in the women's protest the day after the inauguration. Before that, Soros groups were connected to the groups demanding election recounts, and Soros money was funding more protests during these efforts, and DC leaks released information showing that Soros funded Black Lives Matter protests all across the country, end quote. As for Farcebook, you might remember Zuckerberg seeming at first at least to want to appear to be resisting the pressure that was put on him and building on him to block Trump from expanding his message on Facebook or using that platform to get his message to the general public. And you probably watched with concern, as I did, as he increasingly caved to the demands to block Trump and Trump supporters from using Facebook as a platform to talk to, well, to talk beyond each other and to actually engage the rest of America. Well, what you did not know, perhaps, is that behind the scenes, Soros was attacking Zuckerberg big time. Huge pressure was coming from Soros. Now, if you watch the news like I do, you probably saw these reports, Soros calling for Zuckerberg to be fired and all that. And listen, as any country will tell you, when that devil starts attacking you, look out. Soros is ultimately behind the Farcebook and Twittish compromise that is participating in the censorship of conservative thought and participating in the Biden cover-up. I'm telling you that Soros is an operative of European handlers whose objective has been and continues to be the subjugation of America to the control of the Nimrods in the world. The people whose alignment is with the spirit of Antichrist, working to take the kingdom by force, you see, to first break down American independence and their will to resist, and do that by corrupting our culture and our political institutions, causing us to become so cynical we just turn our back on the whole system. And then, following that, to when they break the will to resist, they bring the wheel of oppression to roll over us to finish the job. There will be a purge the likes of which would make Mao blush and shock Stalin. And that's why we must stop them. And you must do everything in your power to counter this counter-revolution. Contribute time, talent, treasure to Trump's victory in November. Remember that this is a spiritual war, and unless you gain victory in the prayer closet, all your efforts on the physical battlefield are going to be in vain. And all this nonsense arising from the China virus, it's part of the scheme to break Americans away from their notion of individual liberties and independence. Yeah. They always want you to wear something that puts you all in common. You ever notice that in these communist countries? You want everybody to wear a certain shirt, everybody wear a certain hat. Well, here, we're all being forced to wear the mask. My friends, hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Folks, I can see right now that my second segment is going to run a little long, so we're going to roll on through the break.
Stand
and
by.
Continue.
The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your
mind. Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, and the enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Who? Not a question. World Health Organization backs off the lockdown. Oh, yeah. Someone, quick, tell Fauci. You know, he believed WHO when they said the China virus would kill hundreds of millions with a mortality rate at 3.4%. But we know the rate in America is, what, less than, what is that, 0.005? Less than 1%. Well, the World Health Organization has come out now and said that they were wrong. The mortality rate of the coronavirus is, well, slightly greater than the seasonal flu. And, you know, you hear different things, you know, less than 1%, about the same as seasonal flu, a little more. You hear a lot of different things. But nevertheless, this all puts it far distance from the beginning of all of this when they were trying to scare us to death. Dr. David Nabarro from the World Health Organization advised world leaders to stop using lockdown as their primary method to control the spread of this virus. It is simply not sustainable in the long run, quote unquote. He said, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer. Yeah. Someone get the memo to Newsom and Cuomo and Whitmer and all the... Oh, wait a minute. She's got a Senate that had the courage to step in and stop her. Sweden is experiencing a steady reduction of COVID cases. They avoided the draconian lockdown measures that were used elsewhere. They flattened the curve without the lockdowns. It's what I've been telling you all along. Herd immunity is the approach here. Now, latest proof that masks don't work. Of all the people who got sick with COVID, 3.9 never wore a mask. You got that? 3.9 rarely wore a mask. 7.2 sometimes wore a mask, 14.4 often wore a mask, and now wait for it, 70.6% always wore a mask. Can we assume righteous Kamala was very careful to always wear her mask, and all of her team too, right? Can't we assume that? Everyone knows the Democrats are so sincere about all this and so cautious and so protective. Oh, well, that bit about Nancy, you know, strutting around indoors in a beauty salon without a mask. Well, don't bring that up. But COVID got to Kamala's team. And all over the news today, you're hearing, it's spreading. The COVID is coming. It's almost as if it's starting all over again. The COVID is coming. The COVID is coming. Oh, no. Run. Hide. Grab your mask. And then whisper. CDC estimated survival rates by age. 0 to 19, 99.997% survival. We got to whisper. 20 to age 49, 99.98% survival. Whisper. 50 to 69 years old, 99.5%
5% survival. Shh. 70 plus? 94.6% survival. And then yell, grab your mask, stay 6 feet apart, tell grandma you can't see your children, die alone, whisper. CDC estimated survival rates by age 0 to 19, 99.9, you might as well say 100%, 20 to 49, 99.98, 50 to 69, 99.5. Are you kidding me? A 70 plus 94.6, grab your mask, and then whisper, suck deep into your lungs, your own body waste. And then yell, oh, COVID is coming, COVID is coming, COVID, I'm so afraid. Whisper, CDC estimated survival rates by age 0 to 19, 99.997%. 20 to 49, 99.98% from CDC, okay? 50 to 69, 99.5%. 70 plus, 94.6%. You think maybe Trump has something to say when he tells us after he went through the COVID thing that you should not let this thing dominate your life? Friend, virtually the only people who die of this disease are elderly people with comorbidities, and God help them. You know, the people Newsom and Cuomo and Whitmer sent to their deaths with their wicked, evil, terrible COVID policies. The same people these people forced into nursing homes, ill-equipped to care for them. Murderers, hateful, heartless, elderly people forced to live in isolation and die alone. Wicked people, politicians driven by hellish demons to kill, steal, and destroy. That's all the devil's up to. And that's what these people and their policies always tend toward. All to protect us from a disease that has a mortality rate slightly above the seasonal flu. At least these young people get it. Yeah, I'm watching a bunch of young people flipping the Hail Satan sign, literally jumping all over each other, flailing about, no masks, banging their heads into each other. They call it a mosh pit something, I don't know what it is. Democrats say nothing about all that. Why? Well, it's obvious. These are their peeps. Yeah, this is their crowd, man. If anyone is going to vote with the Antichrist spirit controlling the Democrat Party today, well, it's going to be these crazy young people flashing the Hail Satan sign and surrendering themselves to the power of a spirit that drives them to body slam each other. And I mean, you know, beyond the sadomasochism of their behavior and the, you know, let's get down with the devil thing. I don't have a problem with these kids. It's just that neither do the same people who are telling us that we can't assemble in church to sing praise to our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Friends, 70% of the American people want the freedom to decide for themselves about masks and social distancing, about family gatherings for Thanksgiving and so on. Only 27% want more lockdown time. What do you want to bet? The 27% who want more lockdown time are the people who are enjoying the vacation. This could be a sleeper issue, friend. This means, you know, it might be an issue that is percolating under the surface that the pollsters aren't paying attention to. One that might drive a lot of voters one way or the other. Can you believe it? All these polls that are telling us Biden is double digits out in front of Trump? Friend, that's just not possible. Of course, we remember Hillary and we know it's a bunch of nonsense, but really. You probably heard that 2 million more viewed Biden's town hall than viewed Trump's town hall with NBC. As I pointed out in the intro, and as you well know, Biden can't get 200 people together in one place at a rally. Trump commands thousands, I mean tens of thousands, but you're telling me that 2 million more Americans had an interest in Biden's town hall meeting than had an interest in Trump's town hall meeting. Very interesting. You know, one thing for sure is Soros does not want Trump interacting with, his voter base, the Democrat voter base. He doesn't want them hearing what Trump has to say or what his supporters have to say. Soros is using his influence full throttle to block any opportunity for Trump to actually talk to the Democrat Party voter. He's blocking any exposure of the recent discovery of Hunter Biden emails that prove everything we already knew for sure about Biden and the Biden crime family, and at the same time blocking Trump and his supporters from talking to Biden voters. They don't mind if we talk to each other, you know, but they don't want us talking to their voters. But listen, really, do you believe Americans want Biden Really? Do you believe the MSM, mostly stupid media, Marxist, socialist media, whatever? Do you believe CNN, what's that, Communist News Network? Or ABC, all Biden communications? Or MSNBC, MSDNC, Farcebook and Twittish? Washington Prop, think about that one. Are these folks really truthful? Do they really care about the truth? Do they have a value system that actually values truth in an objective sense? Haven't they demonstrated consistently faithlessness to anything like integrity and loyalty to the truth? Remember Sandman for a simple recent example. And there are so many. Well, the answer is obviously no. Never mind for the moment that sad excuse for a news person, you know, something or other Guthrie. All she could think to talk about was the very tired accusation that Trump won't denounce white supremacy. Listen, I've heard him denounce it several times. He did it again on her show, and yet you watched it right there. She wasn't happy with it. She kept coming back at it. Yeah. I got to watch it later, by the way, posted on YouTube after the event. But all she could talk about was the accusation that Trump won't denounce white supremacy and that he's careless about the mask thing. But other than that, you know, what's with the reports that TikTok viewers, China controls TikTok, you know, were tuning in to the Biden debate on multiple devices in order to gin up the viewed numbers? Yeah. I mean, really, where's the enthusiasm for Biden? 2 million more watched Biden than watched Trump? Give me a break. You got to be careful about all these situations where they can manipulate the electronics and, you know, all that stuff. Just look at the actual rallies where you have people with cameras taking pictures of what's really going on. Friend, the only place you find enthusiasm for Biden is really in the form of panic that grips the heart of these unreasonable and wicked Soros conspirators. Some new chapters are being added to the Biden Chronicles. Here from thefederalist.com. Hunter Biden's MacBook Pro got some water damage and he took it in for repairs. It had a Bo Biden Foundation sticker on it. For some reason, Providence, the laptop was abandoned. The tech became suspicious, and since it came under his providence as an abandoned computer, he downloaded the contents of the hard drive and found some really bad stuff. Hunter Biden's got issues, friend. But he also discovered several hundred or several thousand emails. I mean, a bunch. And we discovered from a Delaware federal subpoena that the FBI actually obtained that computer and the hard drive back in December of 2019 as part of an ongoing investigation. The shop owner, however, had the foresight to make a backup of the hard drive. And I guess he felt like he gave the FBI all the time it deserved to take care of this, to do something about this. So he decided to deliver it to Robert Costello, which is Mayor Rudy Giuliani's former attorney. That's how Rudy got it. And then the New York Post obtained the hard drive from Rudy Giuliani, although they were apprised of its existence earlier in September from, I think, Banner. The Biden lawyer attempted to get the hard drive for their client, which, of course, establishes their ownership of the hard drive. The pictures on the hard drive identify it as Hunter's. I mean, nobody would have those pictures on their computer unless it was Hunter. The fact that neither the family nor their spokespersons have attempted to deny that the hard drive was Hunter's, and of course the fact that the emails can be shown to have originated with Hunter or were emails received by him from others. All of this proves that these emails are bona fide. They're the real deal. So now we know for sure what we already knew for certain. Earlier, we got proof that phony baloney Comey knew Hillary was behind the plan to smear Trump with the Russian collusion hoax. We now know for sure what before we already knew for certain, that he apprised Obama of this plan. And we know for sure what we used to only know for certain, that Obama met with all the top conspirators in this planned coup attempt in January after the election of Donald Trump, to lay out how they would go about using this collusion story to drive Trump out of office. And now we know for sure what we only knew for certain before, that Biden was siphoning big bucks from foreign governments into his own pockets through his children, who peddled their influence with Dad to these foreign powers, namely China and Ukraine. And I understand that there are some more. And that millions, multiple millions of dollars by selling access to their vice president dad. Joe Biden has said he never spoke to Hunter, his son, about his overseas business dealings. But now we know for sure what we already knew for certain. In an email received by Hunter from Prosharsky, and that's a Burisma dude, he wrote, quote, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and pleasure." Now, you should know that Burisma was at that time under investigation for corruption by Shokin, the top law enforcer there in Ukraine at the time. And shortly after that meeting with the Burisma dude, a colleague of Hunter was at that time employed by Burisma, so they're colleagues, you see. Shortly after this arranged meeting between Burisma and the United States Vice President, arranged and orchestrated by his son, Hunter Biden, Biden informed Ukrainian President Poroshenko and Prime Minister Yatsenyuk that unless they fired Shokin, well, he would block the transfer of a billion U.S. dollars of foreign aid to Ukraine. Now, this was in 2015, and it happened in Kiev. Anyway, Biden boasted about this. You've seen the clip. Now we know for sure what we already knew for certain, why Biden was hired. See the truth. Go ahead and look at it. It'll set you free. Now we know for sure what we already knew for certain. Biden is corrupt. But you can't hear about this because of the high scruples of MSM and Farcebook and Twittish. They are above allowing material obtained by hacking to be used on their information platforms because they're so righteous, you know. And it is a very strict policy. They carefully enforce it. The policy goes something like this. Never believe or pass on news from sketchy sources. Never. Unless it's a secret recording of the president or the first lady or tax returns, especially if they're Trump's, or a dossier, especially if it's negative against Trump, or a P-tape, or head of state call transcripts, you know, the call into Poroshenko. Right? And thank you, Byron York, for that little bit. So now we know for sure what we already knew for certain, and that is that this conspiracy to overthrow America, spearheaded back when the King of England enlisted the Rothschild family, the banking empire of the Rothschild, to put down the American Revolution, and has never come closer to success than they are today. That it all involves what we call the MSM, the entire Democrat Party. Now, of course, that's the leaders and the policy shapers of that party, you know, taking their orders from Soros, by the way. The social media, the oligarchs in Silicon Valley, with their militant arm, the BLM, Antifa. And then all the deep state apparatchiks that are working the swamp, friend. If you're having trouble getting the New York Post story, try using another browser. Google is part of the conspiracy to cover up for Biden and destroy President Trump and take America out from under God and put it under Soros, one nation under Soros. That'll be our pledge someday if we don't stop this. And they do not want you to know that Satan has been thoroughly defeated, that the only people on this planet that have in them the power to resist and effectively restrain Satan is the believer. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the true church. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Get my book, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, the case for Christian involvement in every sphere of civic and social life on planet Earth. To conclude, I want to invite you to join Lighthouse Baptist Church in an evening of prayer for revival. Learn how to protect yourself and your family from the rising evil. I mean, something wicked this way certainly comes, my friend. And it's building up in our country, but we can put it down. I'll be in my pulpit this Sunday. Leave a message for me in our Lights On hotline at 805-314-2114 or write to me at www.godswar2020.com. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.